Hello, and welcome to Epic People, a global community of researchers, creators, and innovators doing ethnography for impact in businesses and organizations. In this podcast series, we are focusing on reflections as we celebrate 20 years of ethnographic praxis, and as a lead up to our 20th conference in LA this August, we're looking back on our past themes, from sociality in 2005 to friction in 2023. Our conference themes from the past two decades have not lost relevance, but may well have evolved, shifted, and taken on new meanings. Epic People examines those shifts, featuring longtime and newer members of this vibrant and global community. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Simon Roberts, and I was chair of Epic in 2013 in London. My conference theme was, there was no theme. Perhaps in retrospect, that was a bad idea. But it turned out okay, because as anticipated, many of the things that people wanted to talk about did indeed bubble through. What were the one or two memorable presentations or discussions of that year's conference? There was an embarrassment of riches in London, the quite memorable Petra Kutcher by Paul Ratliff, much missed. Presentations by Danny Miller, Genevieve Bell and Tricia Wang, our tripartite keynoters of that year. And David Howes, who made a lovely presentation about senses, bringing a sensory perspective to ethnographic work and how, at the end of the day, senses are vital for how we make sense of the world. Perhaps the one presentation that I've always remembered is a team from RICO that did something called Techno Theory Deathmatch. I think it's been reprised a number of times on various occasions online. If you haven't seen it or read it, I'd highly recommend it. Fast forward to today. How would you interpret your theme differently or update it for today's industry? Well, given that we didn't have a theme, I suppose that's a difficult question. But I suppose if I look back now and think about where we're at now, I think what strikes me about 2013 was that there was a sense of plenitude, a sense of confidence, a confidence in the community's ability to talk about what it did with a degree of unadulterated pride, to be clear about the value that we offered, and none of the hesitations and the throat clearing and the navel gazing and, let's face it, downright concern that's present in the industry right now seemed to be present 11 years ago. So if I was to reinterpret the theme, the non-theme, I would say that really, from the perspective of 2024, we should be continuing to push for the value and the impact that we have, for making the case for what we do and not to hide our light under a bushel. What kind of conversations or topics are you hoping will come up with this year's themes? Foundations, displacement and generation. With foundations, I hope that we'll look back and be reminded with a degree of pride, but without perhaps overconfidence, that the canon of knowledge that's been created over the last 20 years is worthy of us reflecting on and being proud of. That actually it provides the foundations for where we go next. And I'd skip forward and say that actually I hope that when we're talking about generation, talking about new knowledge, we are aware that the work of today will provide, in hopefully in 20 years, a platform from which others will be able to generate new knowledge. I suppose having the opportunity to think about 2013, I'm struck by how enduring a lot of those conversations were, how powerful a lot of those keynote speeches were, the Petra Kutchers. They all seem to me to have enduring value. And so rather than necessarily hope that this conversation is purely focused on generating the new, the unique, the novel, we actually build on a lot of what we already have, because I kind of feel like that's just as valuable too. What's the one thing you think researchers and ethnographers should be doing now? Well, there's this silly British phrase, keep calm and carry on. There's a tendency to think that the world is out to get us, and I think that's wrong. I know that times are hard for many, but, you know, if we continue to do the same things, I think we'll be okay. And what are some of those things? I think it's about continually crossing disciplinary boundaries. I think it's about continually pushing ourselves to learn new skills, and it's finding new endpoints for our work. And I know I'm really only meant to say one thing, but since I've got your attention, I think the one big thing for me is don't think and vocalize your way into a death spiral. We're going through some big shifts. We of all people should know that this means, above all else, opportunity. There's epistemic and interpretive challenges confronting us, but let's welcome those in. That's our meat and two veg, as we say in Britain. That's our opportunity to develop new thinking, new approaches to a new and changing world. What are three words you would use to describe the current state of ethnography in the industry? Fragile, strong, exciting. How has EPIC in general, and attending the conference in particular, contributed to your professional development? Well, this is the point at which I well up and with teary eyes tell you that basically EPIC has pretty much been everything in my professional career. It's given me connections, it's given me friendships, it's given me a huge amount of intellectual nourishment. I suppose more than anything, and particularly why I value actually seeing people each year, is that it's allowed me to grow up within an intellectual community that occupies, I think, a unique position located between theory and practice. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. As everything with EPIC, this series could not have been done without an amazing effort from volunteers and a small but mighty EPIC team. Thanks go to the EPIC People Reflections podcast team, Dustin Cascaden, Elizabeth Haywood, Evan Hanover, Marta Kachurian-Zapan, and Martha Cotton. To learn more about EPIC, attend the conference in LA from August 18th to the 21st, and to learn about other ways to be involved in our community, please go to 2024.epicpeople.org. Thanks.